Welcome back to the next episode of the Brawlcast. Today we will be doing another episode of our not breakdown, because that's just lame because we're not, but anyway, we're doing what makes this brawler great episode 2. Today we're going to be doing Nani, and like on these episodes we're going to try to do brawlers that typically aren't noticed as much as you would think, like, because everybody knows Edgar's great, so we're gonna do more obscure brawlers, like we've done, like, Colette, and now we're doing Nani. So, Nani, we're gonna go through her star powers, and now she has a new gadget, so we'll go over that, too. I'll cover the first star power, then it will be go to Baller, and then so on and so forth. Her first star power is gonna be, let's just say Tempered Steel. And Tempered Steel, the Tempered Steel star power, it gives you an 80% shield while using, Peep, while, like, Peep is going around, and that can be really good, like, in the end, like, when the smoke's closing around or something, and you're on the other side of a wall from someone, or the gas is coming in, and you can just use your Peep and, like, get that huge shield and just, like, fly your Peep around and then just have it come back around and hit the person and then destroy them, because Nani's attacks do they split, as you know, probably they split into three, then they come back together, and then it does super high damage with all those things. So yeah,
and it's Nani's shots are very good for, like, shooting around walls.
Yeah.
And all that. But it'll only typically, like, shoot one or maybe even two if you get lucky.
So, yeah. Here is Deballer with the second star power.
Okay, so for the second star power, is Autofocus. So, Autofocus, as you probably know, it deals, Peep deals, more damage the farther distance, he or she or whatever Peep is.
It
goes, and it's very good for just demolishing, like, someone or even two people if they are close together. When they're on low health, if your teammate or any, like, or even if another enemy of that enemy damages. Yeah, like, makes them,
you know,
go,
like,
on, yeah.
On some of, if you know Chief Pat, like, his top 10 plays, like, sometimes they're, like, a triple Nani kill because of, like, all the damage, because, like, all the people group together, and Peep has an explosion, so it can kill them all, especially with autofocus, because it does, like, 5,000 damage at max range.
Yeah, so now I'm just, gonna go on, to pass it to Moose, and he's gonna cover Nani's first gadget, Warp Blast.
Actually, in fact, no, I'm not, because I'm just so excited about her second gadget. It's so good. It's called Return to Cinder, as the baller pointed out. And it's a really good gadget because it's sort of funny. So, like, whenever any brawler, it's like the attack gadgets, like the ones that, like Colt Silver Bullet, it has like a little thing above his head until he uses his next attack, which
but
comes
it's really cool because it's like a dome that comes over him.
Yeah, it's like that, except it's a defense one. And anyway, when the next person that hits you with one projectile, sadly, instead of like a whole Shelly super, because Shelly's attacks are like profiled, or I mean projectiles. And so anyway, yeah, it returns 80% of the damage, and
yeah, like
20%
this,
of it is dealt to you.
Yeah,
anyway,
this gadget would be so good, like,
if it was, like, for seconds instead of projectiles.
Yeah, or if, like, what's it, Silver Bullet was still at, like, the six,
yeah,
like,
and then it
or
would do
six
so
shots,
much.
It would do so much, then it might even kill them, I don't know.
Yeah, but anyway, so it does 80% of the damage, except it comes in, like, a little ball, it doesn't, like, immediately return it on them, but it comes in like a little ball and it's just like floating after them. It does it eventually hits them almost no matter what, because it's like an arc, that hits them, but then it does how, like, 80% of the damage that they just dealt to you.
I don't think either of us have Return to Cinder yet, though.
Like, Moose, or Deballer, one of Deballer's friends or contacts has a YouTube channel called Shield Brawl Stars, and he did a Dark Lord Spike montage, and anyway, in one of those, a Mortis, or some video, Mortis hit him as Nani, and then him as Nani rebounded the damage onto the Mortis, and it killed the Mortis, and it was hilarious. It was just really good. But anyway, yeah, so that gadget is just really good. Here is Deballer with the first gadget war class.
Yeah, so like Moose said, shout out to Shield Brawl Stars. Not saying you have to check that out, just maybe just check that out if you want. So that would be very helpful to Shield Brawl Stars. Alright, so now for Warp Blast. Warp Blast is very good, especially if you know, like, fun modes like Nani Golf, and, like, it helps you teleport to the next hole or whatever, and,
it works very well with Tempered Steel to get away.
Yeah, there's a lot of, not teases, but, like, cool plays where, the gas is closing in, and then, like, they're going around towards mid, and then, say in, 2000 Lakes, how there's the rope bridges, and sometimes you get blocked out, Peep can go through the rope bridges, and then you could gadget there, Warp Blast there, and then, you would be in the middle and maybe kill the final person in a showdown, or something. Like, that's one really good use for the gadget. There's a lot more, like, for getting away and all that stuff. But now, Moose, with what game modes highlight on the S Nani's good in.
So, yeah, sorry for the stretch out on the star powers and gadgets. They're just really good for Nani and stuff. But anyway, so Nani's first mode, as you probably know, is Brawl Ball. Brawl Ball is probably her top mode, maybe. Do you agree?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. There are some other ones that I'll mention soon, but, like, Brawl Ball is really good. She, like, typically in Brawl Ball, it gets sort of close contact, and she can deal, like, all her damage.
Well, actually, she's really good at three game modes. It's Gym Grab, Brawl Ball, and Showdown.
Yeah. What? Oh, yeah, never mind. I thought you said three modes, but yeah. She's pretty good in Showdown too, but anyway, Brawl Ball, yeah, she gets in close contact and does all that damage, and her Peep can hunt people down with ball and, like, help, like, maybe even drive your teammate to the finish, because nobody wants to get hit by Peep. Sort of like Tick Head, except better. And then, yeah, you can also protect the goal and, like, bump people away and explode them as well. Anyway, that's Brawl Ball. So here's Deballer with Showdown or Gym Grab.
Yeah, so I'm just going to talk about Gym Grab. So Nani is very good brawler in Showdown, but I got a little mixed up there. So in Gym Grab, but I'm just going to talk a bit about comebacks. So, like, Nani is very good in, like, comebacks.
Especially with Warp Blast.
Yeah, so say... Yeah, so with Warp Blast or anything like that, say, the enemy team is just, like, hiding in a bush away with all the gems, and you're just, like, everyone's sad emoting and all that stuff, then you can just, if you have super, you can easily just, not easily, but you can, fly Peep around and then blow them up, or, maybe even better, kind of, yeah. But you can use Warp Blast and gadget over there to the enemy team's side, where they respawn and all that stuff. And then you can just, or actually wherever they're located, and then you can gadget there. And if the brawler with the gems is by themselves, you can just fly to them, gadget, with Warp Blast, and then just demolish them.
And then if it's, like, a Frank or something with all the gems, or, like, a high health brawler, like Primo and stuff, They can, or if you can do triple damage, like 3-3-3, like full attacks, then you could get your super back. I'm not certain about her attacks, but then you can get her super back and then warp back to your spawn and travel like really fast there. Especially with Tempered Steel, because they're gonna respawn and stuff and deal damage to you.
Yeah, with Tempered Steel, very good. Now with Moose for the final game mode. And a bit of wrapping up stuff is Showdown.
Yeah, at the end, I'm gonna tell you some sort of big news. Anyway, right now, Showdown, Nani is gonna Showdown. Like, you might know this or you might not, her shots, like, once they come to, like, a close, like, when they all come together, and they split out more, and they split out a little bit more. So, like, if you're, like, behind a box, and it's, like, a brawler, like, Colt or something that doesn't splash beyond one, like, target, like Amber or stuff, you can use Nani, and if it's, like, a standoff on the box, and you're, like, circling and stuff, Nani can hit the box, but then the splash goes beyond it, even though she's not, like, a splash brawler, like, the
extra, like, leftovers.
Yeah, it hits them a little bit, so that's pretty good. And then also, she's just really dominant in long range, because, like, if you don't hit them with the full thing, they still split off
more.
Yeah,
and her range is a bit different, because, like, like, all ranges can shoot kind of small, like, especially with throwers, but, like, hers can, like, be really small, like, shrunk down, if someone's close to you, and then really far.
Yeah.
Really far, but pretty far, actually.
Yeah. And then, anyway, she can also shoot around walls, because it's, like, an L shape, almost. And then there's, like, three balls of, like, energy shots or whatever, and then they each, like, come together and then crisscross. After they come together and, like, to a hole or whatever, and they keep going, so you can, like, shoot around walls like that, and that's pretty good for, like, sniping people that way, and it still does, like, almost 1,000 damage.
And again, this is all with, like, star powers. I mean, like, not all, like, shooting around walls like that doesn't...
Yeah, like, if you read the description in our episode, then, or our last episode, then you know that, about.
Well, also in this episode, too. Yeah.
And probably all the ones that we do, we're going to refer to brawlers as if they had their star power and their gadget at the same time and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And both of their star powers and gadgets, because most of our brawlers do have that.
Uh-huh. Or are waiting for that and have gadgets and stuff.
Anyway, also, that's Showdown, so... And also, she can ramp up boxes really fast, because in two shots, she can pretty much open them unless you're, like, pretty high rank, because the boxes get more health, as you probably saw in the Season 4 update. But, yeah, that's Showdown. But, anyway, the big news is, well, first, as you know, if you saw the box opening episode, I got Byron there, and that was really cool, but, and then I got Max recently, too. But the actual big news is now, if you know, we are using Anchor for our podcast right now. But soon, or maybe even these few episodes, or maybe even today, we are gonna make like
sponsored
a little sponsored little deal with Anchor. So there's gonna be like a 1 minute ad. So don't like quit because of that, because it's just like gonna be like a short little thing about Anchor. So
it'll help us. It'll help us along.
Like, funding it, like, if there's, like, a really cool skin that comes out, or
box openings,
or
something.
We need the Brawl Pass and stuff like that, or even, like, if we get to the point where we're gonna do tournaments.
Yeah, or a box opening, or, like, some, like, offers, like, the Lunar, like,
Brawl
the...
skins, yeah. And stuff like that.
Or, like, the Lunar offers, like,
yeah,
where it gives you all these...
If there are sometimes, like, last time
gives you
skins.
All these, like, cool, like, coins, gems, and mega boxes.
Yeah, like, and for, like, last time deals, like, if we get to it soon enough, we might even buy, like, some of the last time skins. Like, I've already bought Dumpling Darrow and Royal Agent Colt, because those are last times, and I still need the gems for, the Brock skin. Lion Dance, and so I need that. And so that's some pretty big news. This episode stretched out a little bit longer.
Yeah,
any more
really
trying to baller,
but no, not really. So
yeah, this is gonna be our longest episode. So that's gonna wrap it up for this episode. Thanks for watching.
Listening.
Yeah, listening, sorry. And see you next time. Bye.